Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They need the Steelers and Ravens to split. So it really doesn't matter who wins. It really doesn't matter too much this week, but they have to split. And the Bengals have to beat the Ravens in the following week after the Bills. They could actually lose to the Bills, be 4-9, and still not really lose much space in this run. They have to win out. But even if they beat the Bills and lose to the Ravens, then it's pretty much done for them.
Joe Goodberry, our favorite Bengals analyst, happens to live here in Western New York, joining us earlier today. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app at 4 o'clock Eastern, if that helps you find it. Went until about 4:24. Time's approximate. It has been confirmed by the ESPN playoff machine that, and I think we've all seen this, that even if the Patriots lose to the Bills and the Ravens in weeks 15 and 16, they still will win the AFC East if they win the games after that against the Jets at New York and then the Dolphins in New England. So that's all they have to do.
So they need three losses. One of them against us, one of them against the Jets or the Dolphins.
I think they could beat Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
And still the Bills could pass them.
Right. Okay.
If they lose a division game, I can.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, because they get to four losses, and one of them is...
If they lose to the Jets instead of the Ravens, the Bills can have them.
Okay.
And I imagine that's true of the Dolphins game, too. I'm doing this as we speak on the fabulous ESPN playoff machine. That is correct. Either a loss to the Jets or the Dolphins by the Patriots in those final 2 weeks would open the door, regardless of how they do
right
against Baltimore.
And in case anyone's wondering, I don't want to muddy the waters even more, but I've heard some wondering, why is everyone so down on the division? Weren't they three down with five to go against Miami a couple of years ago? And that's right, they were. But what they had in their pocket was... I mean, Miami, of course, I don't think New England's going to collapse like Miami did. I think they're just a better team, more well-coached, whatever, better quarterback. But the Bills beat them in the first meeting. So you had a scenario where you could get to, all you had to do was tie them, and you'd have them if you beat them. And the Bills do not have, they need this help, like we're talking about here. They need the Patriots to lose another division game if they end up in a draw. And so that is a big part of why I think, you know, I'm looking at it trying to be objective about it. Like, I don't like my chances of that happening. I mean, it's nice that Miami and the Jets, they've won a couple. Like, they're a little, you know, they're looking a little better.
Miami?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, I just think it's very unlikely. Whatever, it's still possible. It's just not to me as likely as Miami was, and that didn't really, at sitting three behind them with five to go, I don't think I like their chances then. But you got a couple of results. The Bills, you know, I've run the table, but that, you know, they pointing to, I can get them if I just beat them in that last game. And that just doesn't exist right now for the Bills with the Patriots.
The game I remember tipping that was the Dolphins losing at home to Tennessee at night on a Monday night, where there were two Monday night games. It was fantasy pressure, the end of the fantasy season, the playoffs, and they lost. It was in week 14. They lost 28-27 to Tennessee, and Will Levis. That was the one that gave the Bills some hope.
Yep.
Then they went to Baltimore and lost 56-19. That
they,
helped too.
They did win two in between there against the Jets and the Cowboys. Miami did, but yeah, they were vulnerable. Mostly the biggest swing to me, in my view, is that you had that win from earlier in the year in your pocket over Miami, and then you could sweep the head-to-head, and of course you don't have that with New England.
This year.
Right.
Speaking of the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa is the league leader, if you will, in interception percentage. Percentage of his passes that have been intercepted, 4.2. In 1979, the league average was 4.6. There were 18 quarterbacks that had a higher interception percentage than 4.2, which is the highest in the NFL right now. Geno Smith is second this year at 3.7. Marcus Mariota third at 3.2. Four quarterbacks in the league now are over 3% interception rate. In 1979, it was 26. There are 28 teams. There are 28 qualifying quarterbacks somehow. I don't know what I've done here to sort that, but I've only got 28. Now, quarterbacks didn't get hurt either in 1979. They didn't get hurt.
Because they didn't run.
And they, that's funny.
And they also threw the ball up for grabs, apparently, often.
Would they try to make tackles on these plays?
Instead of getting hit, I don't know.
Every team's number one quarterback that year started at least 10 games. Joe Ferguson started all of them, 16, and had a relatively low 3.3% interception rate. His touchdown percent rate was also near the lowest at 3.1, that ranked near the bottom of the league. Roger Staubach, your guy. There was a reason why you liked him.
Roger the Dodger.
He was the best at avoiding picks. That year, anyway. 2.4.
All right.
He'd fit right in today.
Yes, he would.
And he could run.
And the running. Right. That's right.
Higher than, well, higher than Aaron Rodgers, barely. Lower than Justin Herbert. Staubach that year. You loved him, right?
Yes, I did. And therefore, I loved the Cowboys for a little while when I was a kid. Because of Roger Staubach, who played at Navy, and my dad had been in the Navy, and it was as simple as that.
That's fine.
Hey, Navy, all right, sure, I'm in.
And kind of everybody knew that about Staubach, right? Like casual fans knew his story. Heisman Trophy,
right.
Went into the Navy, and then a few years later.
Took the league by storm, I guess.
I guess.
Did you see that the Cowboys, this happened, I believe, on Sunday when they were kneeling out the game against the Chiefs. They are doing that Landry, that, you know, that shift the linemen used to do with Dallas back in the day.
Yes.
When they are going for kneel downs, they are doing that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a hat tip to Landry and those years, which I just love that. Or people don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to do it on the video. I guess I could on the video for the people watching on YouTube or the Twitch. But the linemen, they go up and they get in their stance, and then they just sort of stand up with their hands on their thighs for a moment and then get back in their stance.
It's true, though, that they can't put their hand down.
Right. First. They don't go all the way down. Otherwise, I think they would all be flagged for a false start or something. But, yeah, there is some wiggle room in there where they're doing it legally, and it looks so cool to see it again.
The flex offense, it was called, I think, Dallas.
The defense was the flex defense.
Oh.
So I don't know what the offense was. Mm,
the reflex.
Yeah. But I know I've had a rough day.
All flex.
But I'm pretty sure the defense was the flex defense.
Aflex.
Aflex. Keep going.
I'll stop. Yeah. False starts are starting to make me nuts.
Why is that?
Well, it's always been a stupid thing about football. Like, there being no literal measurement for what constitutes movement. I move my shoulder. Mm-hmm. That could be a penalty or not.
Yeah.
Now you have all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All the time, you have right guards with that little, Baltimore might have invented this, that point, which is like a timing mechanism for the snap. They sort of point, they jerk their arm forward. Not movement. That's
right.
Okay.
It's like they're calling out a call change or something, like, watch this guy, but it's really just to help the timing of their offense.
Yeah, I think like the snap will be the next beat.
Yeah.
On the road, you see teams do that. That's not movement, though. Pointing is not movement. And the worst is, because there's always been sort of that element of lack of clarity when it came to this rule, like a lot of things in football. The thing now, though, is all the time, the effort offenses are putting into trying to trap the defense into coming across. And there have been a couple of these, I won't remember games, but you see plays where the defense doesn't actually come across, but then the lineman steps back because they think they got him, or they're trying to sell that they got him.
Right.
And then you just get this, you know, conversation about what actually happened, and it's all just kind of like, this is how it's always going. Sort of this cheap attempt to sneak 5 yards, you know, to sort of fake 5 yards.
Yeah.
If I can trick you.
It's such the end. We were talking, was this yesterday with Ross, about the kickers, right? Like how prominent kicking is, how much it matters, and how anti-ethical it is to the sport. I've always felt like this, everything you're talking about right here, like trying to trick, like oh, you move 5 yards, and like we all cheer, like, what are we doing?
Just play.
Yeah, right. Let them move early. I don't give a crap. Just play, will you, please? I don't need this. It's like a mockery. I don't know. I felt this way for many, many years. It just makes me crazy. What am I applauding? I got you to jump.
I think it was Sunday night.
I hate it.
In the Denver game where they called, you know, one of these, and they showed, I think it was the Denver game, and they showed the replay, and like, yeah, I don't see anything.
Right.
You can't literally not move at all. Like, there's almost no way to do that. I mean, there's going to be slight movement, but there's some threshold that it has to cross, and no one will ever be able to define that for you. Just basically whether the official on the job that day sees it,
mm-hmm.
or space ref maybe even sees it. And that's, you know, I guess we have to settle. We can't have it perfect.
No.
But now you just have, like we're talking about, more and more teams. I mean, Dawkins had a thing, right, where he was...
He jumped, and then he tried to make it look like he was... He tried to get away with it. He knew he moved, and then he was like, oh, like, no.
I thought, we did talk about that. It was in Houston.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe what he was doing was pointing, because he can get away with the point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
He moved first and then pointed is what happened, okay, I think. And the point was an attempt to cover up the movement. Like, I think he moved and then tried to, like, I was moving to point.
And I thought he just inadvertently moved. And he wanted to point, right. But he didn't. He knew he couldn't move his leg. And America's game. America's game.
Right.
Don't sneeze with the Super Bowl on the line, because that's the end of that. I mean, you're done. 5 yards. We can't have that. The Sabres are in Philadelphia. Pregame at 6:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.